This, indeed, is how our establishment has received us so far, denunciation and short prison terms. We are protected from worse by important voices of public support in Israel and abroad. The moment the government or IDF staff thinks the lights are out and no one sees or cares, they will find or invent the legal clause and throw some of us in for long jail terms. But that's nothing, because the moment our government senses a lights-out situation, such as a huge terror attack, there will be a horrible bloodbath in the territories, compared to which the last year and a half will be remembered as a happy picnic. Last week, José Saramago visited the occupied territories with a delegation of world-famous writers and compared the reality there to the Nazi concentration camp. This is, of course, an exaggeration, and Jews worldwide and in Israel fervently denounce Saramago. The denouncers seem to pay much less attention to what some powerful forces inside Israel are saying, planning, and doing.